Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Joe Frizzard is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Joe's a good friend of ours and a member of our brain trusts. He is an expert in gold and rare coins. He is the co-owner of C&B Asset Management Company out of Houston, Texas. And Joe's been with us in the past. And when he was here last time, back about 2 or 3 months ago, you made some predictions, Joe. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Remind us what you told us back in early part of September.
September, I said that we predicted that gold would be through the $1,300 mark by the end of the month, and actually it blew through $1,300 before the end of the month, and we predicted that by the end of the first quarter, we could see a $1,500
mark. Wow.
Gold.
Wow.
Next year, and I that's probably a little conservative. I think $1,500 now is probably... to really go out on a limb, I think you could probably see 1,500 by the end of the year. I mean, you're only talking about a little more than a 5% increase at the spot price of gold today, $1,410, $15. So that's where we're at with that. And, you know, I know people sometimes are a little reluctant to partake in the gold market because, well, it's so high right now. Well, you know, I've been hearing that from clients now when it was sent.
Yeah, that's the big concern is am I getting in? Is there a gold bubble? Maybe, and I haven't heard anybody ask that question, but I'm going to ask you that question, Joe. How close are we to a gold bubble?
Well, you know, years ago when gold was around the $600, $700, $800 mark, and people were saying, "Oh, well, you know, we could see gold at $2,000 or $2,500." Even being a gold bug that I am, I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit and said, "I don't think it's ever going to get there." Now I see $2,500 gold.
Wow,
$2,500. Yeah, I just think that's
and so you know the thing about though, when other things go up, that's not necessarily. Doesn't have broad implications. Whenever a stock price goes up or our housing prices go up or whatever, that's not necessarily a broad global implication. But when gold prices go up or whatever they do, that has a global implication. So what does this mean? Gold, I mean, how much has gold gone up in the last year? 50%?
Well, it was not quite 50%. I'm trying to think exactly what the spot price of gold was January 1st. It's probably somewhere around about 1,100, somewhere in that range.
Okay. So what does this mean?
It's
for
about 22-23% this year.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, if you look at the markets today, and gold's like any other market, of course there's going to be corrections, there's going to be pullbacks in the market, but over the last 2 or 3 years, if you've taken a look at the pullbacks in the gold, it's always, you know, its drop back in the high has always continued to rise. The water level is rising here in the gold market.
Yeah.
The days of the $800, $900 gold, those days are so far, that's gone. It's over with.
So you don't think gold will ever be back below, much below 1,000?
I don't think. Well, as long as I'm going to be in the market, I don't think so in the business. But we talked about it. You know, going up, and you know, a lot of people like we just mentioned are a little reluctant. But there's other ways that you can invest and take advantage of this bull market and the gold market itself. And you don't have to buy the volatile bullion type coins. I mean, you know, you buy a bullion coin, and bullion and coins are the same thing. Okay, people say, well, I don't want coins, I want bullion. Well, your U.S. Eagle, your Canadian Maple Leaf, your South African Krugerrand, your Austrian Philharmonic.
That's just like buying a bar.
That's bullion. That is just all you are buying is gold.
It could be the same thing as a nugget or a bar. It could
be the same thing as a nugget or a bar. The only thing different there, sometimes one or the other is a little less than the other one.
Right.
But it's still bullion. You are buying into gold. Gold goes up, you're going to make money. Gold goes down, you're going to lose money. But there are numismatic coins, what we call generic-type coins, coins that are not rare. They are just a numismatic coin that you can invest in that we think there are great opportunities out right now.
And they have intrinsic value in addition to the value of the gold?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
They have collector value.
You want to call it collector, but it's not like this isn't going to be a rare coin. These coins are not based on supply and demand. These mm-hmm. coins are based on the fact what gold is going to do in the promotion of that coin throughout the industry.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, when gold was 950 to 975 four years ago, we were buying back from our clients a $20 Liberty gold piece, a one-ounce coin. It's one of the two $20 gold pieces that the government's ever minted. We were buying these coins back in Mint State 65, which is a very high-grade coin. We were paying our clients between $4,900 and $5,000 for this coin. Gold was $950 to $975.
Right. How much is a coin? How many ounces is in a coin?
It's a one-ounce coin.
Oh, so one-ounce coin.
One-ounce coin.
So you're paying five times the market rate for gold?
It's a numismatic coin. So actually, you're not actually buying the gold. The gold in the coin.
Right.
But when gold runs like it is, it will affect the upside of this coin.
So there are really three things then. Maybe there are more, but in my simple way to think about it, there's the gold, the value of gold, which is affected by a lot of things. It's affected by the price of commodities. It's affected by inflation. It's affected by the how people feel about the value of gold is affected by that. Then there's actually the coin itself, which could have value. It has value based on the gold, but then it also, the third thing is it has value based on the desirability of it.
The numismatic.
Yeah.
But here's the catch here. When gold was 950, we were paying our clients $4,900 to $5,000. We had gotten them in at around the $3,700, $3,900 mark. Right now, gold is $1,410, so that's $500, basically almost $500 more, or just less of it. And they can get into the same coin today for $4,300.
Say that. What was the first price, $3,500?
We got them in at around $3,800. We got them out at $4,900 to $5,000 when gold ran up to $950, $975. Gold is $1,410 right now.
Mm-hmm.
They can get into the same coin for $4,300.
So you're saying that the leverage opportunity is in the coins.
Is the coin, and here's why. There is so much publicity, so much action in the bullion market, the gold bullion mm-hmm. market, that the numismatic market is not being looked at. People are bypassing, invest. So, if you want to talk about bottom fishing, there's other areas.
Finding opportunities, folks. There's always opportunities. Even when things are going through the roof, there's always opportunity. Joe Frizzard, give us the website quickly.
CBAsset.com.
CBAsset.com. Hold on to that, Joe. Going to come right back, folks, with Joe Frizzard. We'll talk a little bit more about gold after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.